You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Everybody, to this newest installment on the Glass Cannon Network, your home to watch and listen to good buddies actually sitting around and learning and playing all different RPGs. And today, Christmas Day, it's Christmas Day, we play Twilight 2000, fourth edition, published by our friends over at Free League Publishing. If you like what you hear here today, you can find hundreds of hours of actual play content of all kinds of games at glasscannonnetwork.com. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at @theglasscannon and visit our YouTube channel for hundreds of hours of high quality video actual play content. And remember, to support the show, you can become a member of the Naish, the greatest gaming community on the planet. Go to jointhenaish.com to find out more about that. I am so excited to introduce my players to you for this new campaign, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about what this game is and what you should expect in this new upcoming series that's going to be releasing starting in January of 2026. My name is Joe O'Brien. I am one of the founders of the Glass Cannon Network and very excited to be the referee of our Twilight 2000 game. And now, to go around the horn with my players. First, a world-class improviser, a member of the Improvised Shakespeare Company touring all over the country. You can see him on Dropout and as the keeper of the Push the Roll Call of Cthulhu podcast. But most importantly, one of my favorite people on the planet to play games with, Ross Bryant.
Oh, you're too kind, Joe. Thanks for having me. It's a Christmas miracle.
Seriously, sitting down, getting to play a game with you, buddy, a Christmas miracle. Next, we have a co-founder of the Glass Cannon Network with me and the man that got me back into RPGs after a 20-year absence. We've been playing games together, what would you say there, Skid? Like every week for over a decade now?
Pretty much.
And I know that you're psyched to play Twilight 2000. Skid Barr is here today.
Hello, yes. Twilight. I love vampires. Can't wait.
Our third player is a UCB improviser who you may have also seen on Dropout. She's one of the creators and producers of Tabletop Tunes, an improvised musical RPG podcast, which is phenomenal. And she's also a veteran GCN player here with hundreds of hours logged on the network. An absolute star. Please welcome Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Hello. Thanks for having me. Yay.
Oh my God. So excited.
It's Christmas.
Finally, the forever GM, a man who has GM'd dozens of game systems over hundreds of episodes on our network, but who has also GM'd for Faster Purple Worm Kill Kill and for the last podcast on the left's Vampire the Masquerade campaign, seen here, finally getting to actually play for once, Jared Logan. Goodbye.
Hi. Yeah. Hey, Merry Christmas, like Mary Lou said, and I'm excited to experience war, which I've heard is hell.
Yes. War is hell.
And I read that's what we're going to get into.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get into today with Twilight 2000. Merry Christmas, everybody. This episode releases on Christmas Day. We are so excited to drop this for you on that special day. You know, we're in the midst of the holiday season. I hope you had a happy Hanukkah, and I hope you've had chances to spend time with family and friends and, you know, all that good stuff. And that time you did have was special. For those of you that aren't with friends or family today, for whatever reason, we got you, baby. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a great time sitting down and playing a new game today. When we come back, we're going to create characters. This unbelievable group of players are going to create characters from scratch using the Life Path system. Get ready to play in the World War III that never was. Twilight 2000 character creation is next. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's a reason we rewatch Home Alone every year.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
It's because the best stories stay with you. And Disney Plus is where you'll find your next great story, whether it's Fantastic Four, First Steps.
We will protect you.
High-powered drama, All's Fair.
Tell us your story.
Or brand new Percy Jackson.
That is just the beginning.
A lifetime of great stories awaits on Disney Plus. Now streaming 18 plus. Subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Welcome to Mick Unplugged, the number one podcast for self-improvement and modern leadership. I'm Mick Hunt, your host. And I'm here to challenge your why and fuel your because. This is where leaders, entrepreneurs, and go-getters come to level up. Each week, I bring you unfiltered conversations, game-changing strategies, and the kind of motivation that transforms lives and legacies. I've learned from legends like Les Brown, Damon John, and Robert Irvine. And now, I'm bringing their lessons, along with mine, straight to you. From modern leadership tips to creating unstoppable momentum, this is the podcast that redefines what's possible. Hit play, subscribe, and join the millions who've made Mick Unplugged their go-to source for growth and greatness, because your next breakthrough is just one episode away. This is Mick Unplugged, the voice and face of modern leadership, entrepreneur, and self-improvement. Let's get started.
The Regency era. You might know it as the time when Bridgerton takes place, or as the time when Jane Austen wrote her books. The Regency era was also an explosive time of social change, sex scandals, and maybe the worst king in British history. Vulgar History's new season is all about the Regency era, the balls, the gowns, and all the scandal. Listen to Vulgar History Regency Era wherever you get podcasts.
We are about to dive in and create some characters here. But first, let's talk about when we're actually going to play these characters. I want people to know where they can hear this story when it begins. This is a brand new actual play series that's going to launch on the basic tier of our podcast subscription service on January 21st, 2026. Mark your calendars. If you are not currently a subscriber, this is the time to go subscribe. Make sure you're ready for the release on January 21st. Go to jointhenation.com, select basic membership to join, and you get this show ad-free on its own feed on your podcast app of choice. If you're already a subscriber, we are incredibly grateful for your support. Thank you. Thank you so much. You make this all possible. Allow us to play games for a living. It's amazing. So thank you. Thank you so much. Speaking of which, can we actually just play this game, please?
Yes.
Twilight 2000. I'm really excited to get into this, and I'm going to turn it over to you guys here so you can talk about what kind of characters you envision, what you want to make. We're going to roll die to see how their lives turn out, how it's all going to get put together. But first, permit me to briefly give everybody just a glimpse into what Twilight 2000 is. What is this RPG that has been around for a very long time, but a fourth edition was crafted by Free League Publishing back, I believe, in 2021. It might have been 2020. I can't remember when it actually
came out. I think it was 2021.
I think it was 2021. But they continually release new and expanded content for it. There is a new, at the time of this recording, next year there is coming an Operation Reset expansion, which, Skid, correct me if I'm wrong, but Operation Reset goes back to like the original version of the game, I think.
I think so, yeah.
It was like the big campaign. And so there's a version of this coming out in 2026. So we're really excited about that. Anyway, we've never had a chance to actually play a campaign of this. Let me give you a picture of what Twilight 2000 is. It is a gritty survival game that is set in an alternate history year 2000, where the Soviet Union, having never fallen in 1991, and the U.S., and its NATO allies go to war. And during that war, both sides do the unthinkable. They launch nuclear bombs. The strikes are tactical in nature. So we're not talking about a complete Armageddon. This isn't like a Fallout-esque setting. Mm-hmm. But the strikes are enough to glow. And by the way, the strikes happen in America, they happen in Europe, they happen in China, they happen in Scandinavia. These nuclear strikes happen all over the world. And basically what they leave us with is a setting where soldiers, and this is primarily a military soldier focused kind of game, are cut off from their supply lines. They are cut off from their respective command structures. Communication is extremely difficult because of the EMP results of these explosions. For civilians, it has left them with no government, no economy, no idea where their next meal is coming from or their next ration of water. So surviving is the first step for these characters that we're going to meet here today. But then what do we do now? You know, what comes next for these characters? Welcome into our new Twilight 2000 series that we are titling We Shouldn't Be Alive.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas on a dark note. Day is this?
Today's the day the world ended, Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, thank heavens I haven't missed it.
Yes. Yeah. The ghost of Christmas future showed me a mushroom cloud. Yeah, <it's>
like, yeah. Please tell me these things can be changed, these visions.
Yes,
I said that there's a life path system that's going to help walk you guys through the life of a person where you make these choices. You roll die to see how your life goes, and we'll see where you end up. But something was mentioned to me earlier that I was really surprised to hear, and I just wanted to share this real quick with you guys. Jared, Skid, I'm not sure if you are aware of this, but Mary Lou and Ross have been playing with us for years. In fact, you guys are in a home game together, right? And wasn't Ross your first GM, Mary Lou?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so introduced you to tabletop RPGs, your first GM. And Mary Lou, you mentioned this to me when we talked about this game, when we put this game together. You've never played with Ross on the Glass Cannon Network, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
It's true.
They've never played together.
Wow. We've played together a ton, but not on the Glass Cannon.
That's not true. Not
in a recorded. We did one live show, I think.
Yeah, that's
last
right.
Last Gen Con. Not this Gen Con. Not this last Gen Con, but my first Gen Con.
Oh, the Call of Cthulhu. One. Wait.
Yeah.
No, we did a Blades.
Blades in the Dark.
We did one Blades.
GM'd by Jared.
Live show. By Jared. But that's it.
Yeah.
But
that's it.
But yeah, Mary and I have never played together for ages. And we've improvised together for ages as well. But this is the first time that we have actually been in a campaign together on this network. I'm so excited. I'm also very excited to play with Jared that I'm so used to having as a GM tormenting me and standing in the way of all my of all my sick power fantasies.
Ross, so. I can't wait. So I've got to play with Jared a lot in Get in the Trunk in Twilight Spectre. And I cannot wait for you to see how Jared does everything that he complains about players doing.
It's true. Jared is what we refer to in TTRPG as a player hater. And
so it is so fun.
It's true.
It's so fun.
Yeah. But I've had the pleasure of maybe only playing with Jared a couple of times and GMing for him maybe one time, but it's such a joy to see you pick up the character sheet for once.
Yes.
Yes.
A big piece of humble pie. Yeah. I really love playing, so.
You're great at it. You're great at both. It's just funny to see your instincts shift, we'll say.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
Mary Lou, thanks for shouting out Twilight Spectre. So Mary Lou and Jared play in a Delta Green game that I run called Twilight Spectre, a one-season story that you can also find at jointhenation.com. It is a subscription Delta Green game. If you're into Delta Green, check that one out. It is a 1979 spy story, Delta Green, which we had a blast with.
And good.
Yeah, right before this show premieres on January 21st, that show will come to an end. So it'll be the end.
The finale will be out.
Yeah.
It's a good
one. The whole thing's there.
If you want to
start catching up and listening to it, the whole season is about to be over, which is great. You can start from the beginning and get the whole thing. All right. Let's talk character creation in Twilight 2000. The life path system is a mixture of choices and random chance. As they say in the book, it kind of it mimics real life in that way. Some things you can choose, some things just happen, and you're not really expecting. You are welcome to roll randomly anything that the book says you choose, and we can also have you pick some things that should be random, though I'm kind of hesitant on that. We'll talk about that as we get to it. So I am going to kick it all off with Jared, actually. I want to start with Jared, and we have two options for how we can start this, Jared. We can start by you saying what you're sort of thinking, if you have any concept at all, of what you're kind of maybe want to go toward, and then we'll start a life path. Or you can start by randomly rolling what your childhood was like and where you grew up, and then go from there. It's really up to you. So we'll start there.
I'll just say, you know, I tried to come in with not a lot of ideas, but I just have two things floating in my head, which is one, I've been watching all these nuclear war movies, not post-apocalyptic like Mad Max, but like when the bombs drop, like Threads and The Day After and Miracle Mile. And I just watched War Games with Matthew Broderick, which is really fun.
I was going to watch that this morning.
It's really fun. So yeah. I'm really interested in that aspect of the game, and I really wanted to play someone who saw bombs dropped on where they lived. You know, that to me is so horrific and just a mind melter. And for that reason, there would have been tactical nukes dropped in our setting, which is Poland, right?
Yes. So I'm not sure I detailed that in the whole open, but we are going to start our campaign in a war-torn Poland. And this is one of the base settings of the game. Another base setting that comes with fourth edition is Sweden. When I say base setting, I mean that there's a whole map that we can use for this that's made by the game, which is fantastic. There's also a big map of Sweden. They give you rules for what's going on in the U.S. if you want to play a U.S.-based game, but there isn't a U.S. map that's as detailed as this gorgeous Poland map. In fact, this is also a good time to say that we're going to use Foundry VTT as our virtual tabletop for this game, just like we do in Shadow Dark, and Foundry and Free League creates all of the assets for Foundry for these for the core game and the expansions, and I've picked those up. So we have the map. We've got that, you know, the exploration nature of this game is going to be a big part of it, and I'm looking forward to delving into that. So let me just throw this out there, Jared. You're thinking you might want to be Polish.
I'm thinking Polish, so God help me, I'm going to do another accent in a Joe O'Brien GM'd game. I watched a video on Polish accents, and I think I can make it not sound too much like Andre from Get in the Trunk, so I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, sounds good. All right, so first thing that we do here is, you choose your nationality, and you are going to be Polish. Very interesting. And then I want you to roll 2d3. And this is going to give us an idea of how many increases you get to your attributes. Your attribute, this is a Mutineer Zero sort of base system. Strength, agility, intelligence, and empathy are your four attributes. Your skills branch off of those. There are 12 skills, three under each attribute. So you start at all of your attributes at C. And you get, looks like, two boosts, I'm guessing, Jared.
I rolled two ones. I get two boosts.
Two boosts. Ouch. Oh, no.
That hurts.
Tough one. All right. Well, let's factor that in, how that goes into your character. You don't have to spend those boosts yet, because let's see what you want to do with your life when you're 18. And there may be minimum requirements of your certain attributes in order to do certain careers. So would you like to roll randomly for what your childhood in Poland was like? Or would you like it to be, would you like to choose?
I think I'm fine going randomly. Yeah.
All right. So that would be a D6.
How much do you think I should worry about making sure the team is balanced and waiting to hear from other people? Or are we all just going to see what our lives were and be thrown together?
You're going to have a lot of time to tweak party balance-y stuff in the at war. Once war breaks out, you will have that chance. I will say that party balance is important, not in the way you think of encounters in a game like Pathfinder, but it is important in
like you want to cover certain, every skill is kind of necessary to survive in right. this place.
That's what it was looking like to me from reading the rule book.
Because there's only 12 skills. And so having somebody, but here's the thing, you can roll any skill untrained and you have a chance to succeed. It's just a slightly lower chance. And if you have a really high attribute in that skill, but no training. So let's say you have an A in strength, but you never trained in heavy weapons. You still have a good chance, more than 50, it's about a 50-50 chance to succeed at firing a heavy weapon as long as your strength is an A, right?
So, well, as we've seen, I have two boosts to my attributes.
Right, so you're probably not going to have an A strength.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to roll on my childhood table, and I just roll a D6, right?
Just roll a D6. That's right.
Let's see what I got. I got a 5, which is a military family. You know what? I don't really want that. Can I roll again?
Sure.
I think I got that last time we played this, and I'd like something different.
Okay.
I rolled a 5 again. Wow. I have Joe O'Brien dice.
Fate is telling you what you were.
The dice are telling you.
6, affluence.
Rich boy.
I'm take really that. Not. It's not what I, yeah. Well, I think I got to take it. I got to take it. Yeah. Yeah. Not what I was expecting, but let's do it.
Affluence. Okay, so through affluence, you are going to get to boost a skill here. So let's see. You choose one skill to make level D from the list of options, then roll another D6 to get a specialty. So you've got, from affluence, mobility, command, or persuasion. You can make one of those a D. Mobility covers all movement in the game.
Yeah.
Command has a lot of different uses, including the unit morale, keeping people courageous under fire. But then also, you know, there are certain intimidation aspects it could be used for. And then persuasion kind of mixes in with that as well.
You choose to make it a D. You don't choose to get a +1 to it.
D allows you to roll a D6 when you test it. If you don't have it, a D, you don't even get to roll a die.
We're starting from nothing. Okay, so that is a
nothing.
With the skills, the attributes work differently. You start at a D6 for the attributes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take mobility. I'm going to take mobility.
Okay. Mobility at D.
Yeah.
Great. And now roll a D6 for your specialty.
I'll just let my fellow players know I'm really not super interested in being a command persuasion type person, and I hope someone else is. But nobody is. Everybody's like, nah. All right, here we go. My specialty.
I could be bossy.
Yeah,
we'll see.
My specialty is boatman.
Yeah, boatman.
Ooh, cool. You were like an affluent little Polish sailor boy.
Or sailor girl. I'm thinking about a female character.
Or Sailor Moon.
Cool.
Great.
You're a Sailor Moon type. Yeah.
You're Sailor Moon.
Fighting evil by moonlight, winning love by daylight.
Yes.
Jared, I want you to think about this perhaps young woman who grew up affluent in Poland. I want you to start thinking about what she wants to do with her life when she turns 18, because that's going to be your next choice. But for the moment, we're going to turn to, I have these sheets here. I don't know what the order is. Mary Lou.
Nice.
Mary Lou is next. Do you have an idea of a concept? Do you have a nationality in mind? Where are you at? Or do you want to roll randomly for everything? What are you thinking?
I'm really looking forward to rolling randomly. I definitely want to play a female character. I was thinking not American. I wanted to be European, probably Polish. I think I'm going to go with Polish unless like a local Polish person, unless the dice tell me otherwise, or unless I get inspired to be from somewhere farther away. But that's all I'm thinking.
Okay.
And you know what? I think if I had to choose, I want to choose civilian. But I am going to let the dice tell me.
Okay. Well, at this point, you're just going to be a child. So you can be Polish.
Papa.
And you can go ahead and give me
what
that boost roll. 2d3. So let's roll a 2d3 and let's see how many boosts you're going to get to your attributes.
I also rolled 2 ones. What
oh my gosh.
Wow. Damn.
What a dilettante.
That's crazy.
Sucks.
All right.
That
two boosts.
Sucks.
Two boosts. Now you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
And whatever. I'm pissed. I'm leaving. Bye, guys.
It is such a...
I don't want to play anymore.
damn it moment.
Fuck.
Brutal.
Whatever.
Also, keep this in mind. You may reduce any one attribute to a D to get one more boost in another attribute. So you have that option open to you, Jared, just FYI. All right, Mary Lou.
Yeah.
What do you want to roll for your childhood or pick it?
I want to roll.
Okay. D6, please.
Street kid.
Street kid.
Wow. Which, for the record, is another one. So I just rolled three runs in a row. I'm not sure I want to use this die anymore.
Street kid. All right. The associated skills for a street kid: close combat, mobility, and recon. Recon in this game covers all manner of sneaking and finding. It's kind of a mixture of movement, stealthily, and perception, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to take recon. Combat is obvious.
Hand-to-hand combat.
I'm definitely taking recon.
Okay. Recon it is. All right. And then what roll for a specialty that this street kid has? Specialties are kind of like feats, but they just give a small bonus. A lot of them give plus one to certain roles in certain situations. Boatman, I'm sure, is going to be a bonus to driving roles for boats, you know, any water craft.
I am using another die because I don't want to get roll a one again. I rolled a six. Oh, locksmith.
Oh, who are you? How'd you get in here?
Wow. Recon locksmith. Get in anywhere.
Wow. Street kid.
And I'm a locksmith. And
that is cool. I really love that. That's so fun.
Okay. The dice are sort of telling me what kind of gal she is, and I'm loving it already.
Yeah. Great. Slippery little street kid.
I'm a slippery little girl.
That's great. Let's see. I want to. Well, where would the. What is that under locksmith? Have you found it yet? What skill it's under? It's under tech specialties. Gives a plus one modifier to tech rolls for picking locks, cracking safes, and disarming alarms.
Nice.
Very cool. So Mary Lou, this is something to keep in mind now. You're going to want to try to pick something that gets you tech, gets you to get to boost your tech.
Got it.
Careers boost and stuff that tech. Would help boost your tech.
Okay.
Terrific. And now I think that's it for now. We'll come back to you, find out what she wants to do when she turns 18. All right. Next page. Skid. Skid is next. Skid, do you have a nationality in mind?
I'm not sure. I was thinking I'll probably just end up going with American, but I was also thinking maybe Canadian or British.
Oh,
I was Googling if there was like a randomized table for NATO countries that I could roll on, but I couldn't find it. So I'm not sure yet, but I'll settle on that.
All right. Then NATO of some kind.
NATO. And, but not someone, an outsider.
An outsider. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and give me 2d3 to determine your boosts. And don't roll two.
Three.
Oh, man. Okay. Three boosts. Do you want to roll childhood or choose it?
I'll roll childhood.
Okay. 1d6.
Intellectual.
Ooh.
Intellectual.
Okay.
What?
Family of learned men.
From a NATO country intellectual.
Yes.
And this is the childhood,
the childhood,
You come from a family of,
professors or
people of letters and scientists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you could tell by the skills that are underneath it. The skills associated with this, you get to make one a D. Tech, medical aid, persuasion.
Oh, I guess I'll take persuasion.
And that goes to a D on your character sheet. Okay. And then roll 1d6 for the specialty that comes under intellectual.
And I got a one. I got historian.
Ooh, historian.
Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, great. And we'll find out what that does. Think about what country you want to be from and what this person wants to do when they turn 18. Kicking it over to Ross. Last but not least, childhood-wise, do you have a nationality in mind, Ross?
Let's see. We've played this before, years and years ago, and I had the opportunity of playing a Pole. And also a sort of emotionally vacant American.
Yes.
But
we've already got maybe two Poles in play and a Canadian. I kind of, just for the sake of variety, I think I might like to, for the group, I might like to do an American.
Okay, great.
Cool.
American. Give me 2d3 for your boosts.
All right, let's see if I do better.
You know, with American, I mean, while we're going through this, you can start thinking about where in America, right? Like, there's so many different ways that this could be played.
Oy, just three.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Three, wow. Three, what two, is two. With us?
That's wild. That's wild. It's going to be tough. It'll be a struggle for this crew. I like it. Yeah. Your childhood. Do you want to select it or do you want to roll it randomly?
I love the randomization. Let's go for it.
Let's go for it. All right. D6.
Okay. I rolled a 3. Working class.
Working class. Nice. There we go. Working class. That is going to give you access to close combat, stamina, and tech. Stamina represents really your health. I mean, it is your ability to resist disease. It's your ability to withstand exposure to radiation.
Wow.
Tech, as we said, it covers everything from fixing things, mechanics, lock picking, and the understanding of machines and those things. And then close combat is obvious, hand to hand.
Right. Oh, man. Working an American lad. And yeah, perhaps he is a young boy. I just want to lean into the game. I'm going to do close combat. This is a scrapper.
Yes. A working class close combat scrapper. I like it. So that goes to a D, and then you're going to get a specialty under that working class. I see number one is brawler, so that might be nice. go ahead and roll randomly to see what your childhood ended up bringing you.
Okay, great.
In terms of specialty.
Two. Okay. Builder.
Builder.
Oh. Huh. That's
very
good.
Cool.
That's got to be good, especially in this. This situation where, I think building defenses and stuff like that is going to be huge.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna bring a little music in here just to set a tone of an ominous tone of what is to come for these poor people. All right, builder. I haven't had time to look up just yet. I'd love to know what that is. I'm curious. Yeah.
I don't have all the aspects, but I'm for a name, I'm thinking maybe Bob.
Oh, a builder gives you a +1 modifier to stamina rolls made for base building.
Ooh.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. So try to get some points in stamina. That would be a good guiding principle here early on.
All right.
All right, let's go back and then think about what, this close combat fighting working class kid from America, what does he want to do or she want to do when they turn 18? What are you thinking? All right, we'll come back to you, Jared. Jared, our affluent Polish boatman.
Yes.
Who you were talking about maybe being a woman. What are you thinking?
I am going to be a woman. And okay. Seeing boatmen and affluence, I'm wondering, is there like a rowing team,
yeah. Right? You probably went to college. That's where you row. Yeah.
So I think that education is important for me now because she may go into the military, but she would, coming from an affluent family, would want to be an officer, of course, right? So that means she needs a term of education. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So a term of education. Interesting. All right. So
do I need to make my attribute upgrades now?
No, you have to spend them by the end. You could spend them really however you want. But right now, you could make no changes and you can get into college. Because if you want to do, I'm assuming you want to do liberal arts as opposed to sciences. Or would you rather do sciences?
Oh, what a great question.
Liberal arts or science? Sciences is going to give you access to tech. Liberal arts is going to give you access to persuasion.
Well, liberal arts has two requirements, and sciences only has one.
Well, liberal arts, though, both requirements are C, which you already have.
Oh, I see that now. Okay, I understand. And you started C. So I will, in fact,
spend a boost to get into sciences.
I will, in fact, go into... Oh, this is tough.
It's life,
man.
It really is tough.
I think that she went liberal arts. I think that she's a rich girl who went into liberal arts.
Rich girl that went into liberal arts. Okay. Very interesting. Now, when now that you are in term one of your career, you pick two skill boosts. You can boost two different skills up one notch, and if you have nothing, you can make it a D. Or you can spend two in one skill to take one skill to a C. Or, you know, in your case, if you already have a skill in mobility, you could take that all the way to a B right now if you want it. Now, the reason I say that is because there are three skills that you can always boost no matter what career path you choose. The career path you choose gives you access to one or more skills that you can boost, but then you can always boost stamina, driving, or mobility. You can always boost those. This goes for everybody in any career. What's added if you do liberal arts is persuasion. So now you get two boosts. One, two, you do whatever you like there.
Stamina, driving, and persuasion.
Stamina, driving, and persuasion you can always do. The skill you get access to with a liberal arts education is persuasion.
I'm not going to take persuasion. I think that she's maybe more of an athlete, and she is not her daddy's girl or like a person who kind of followed the family line of like business and things like that. So I am going to give her stamina because she's an athlete.
Okay.
And I'm going to give her, what did you say? I can also take driving, huh?
Yes. Driving, stamina, mobility.
I'm going to take, I can also take mobility again?
Yeah.
I'm going to take stamina and I'm going to take mobility again. I think she was an athlete. And I think that she's in college and she's mostly on into sports and not that much into her classes. You know?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
And then she gets a specialty, right?
No, she has to earn a specialty by performing well at college, at university.
Oh my God.
So you now test one of the two skills that you just upgraded. So you can test mobility, which is under the agility tree, or you could test, what was your other boost you took?
Stamina.
Uh-huh. Stamina? I'm not... All right, I'm looking on your sheet here. I just hadn't seen that boosted yet. All right, there you go. Stamina boosted.
I haven't
boosted.
Touched anything on my sheet. Sorry. Okay.
Gotcha. All right. So I've got your mobility at a C and your stamina at a D. Now, if you want, you could spend one of your attribute boosts now to boost strength or agility, or you could spend both of them and boost strength and agility.
I am going to boost strength and agility. I'm going to do that. That's perfect.
So they both go to a B right now, and that spends your two boosts. You still have the option at some point to lower intelligence or empathy to D in order to get another increase in one of the other three. You have that option. Okay. Now you must test one. Mathematically, your best option is to test mobility because you would be rolling a D10 for your B and a D8 for your C, and you just need one of those to get six or higher.
Okay.
In order... To have a successful college term, to graduate with honors.
Let's see how I do.
This is just like Traveler.
Mm-hmm. I rolled an eight. I did.
You rolled
succeed.
An eight. You nice. Did it, buddy. Nice. You nice. Did it. Okay, so then go ahead and give me a D6 roll. You get access to a specialty.
All right. These specialties are so random too. I didn't expect to see boating.
Yeah, there's a lot of random stuff.
I love it because it really like influenced your character, you know?
One, and I'm a historian.
Why don't you roll again? Because we already have that.
That's what I got.
We already got that. Okay, great. I love that. Musician.
Musician. Okay, nice. Cool.
That should be useful in the harsh world of World War III.
You never know.
You never know.
Okay. Music is a precious resource. There's no radio anymore. There's no...
All right, now I need you to roll a D6 to increase your age. How many years do you spend in this liberal arts education?
Six.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
That doesn't mean she was at college for 6 years. It just meant, right? Or does it mean that she has some grad school and stuff?
Yeah, it could be grad school and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean,
multiple degrees.
She went to grad school for music, I guess.
You took a gap year or two.
24 is what she goes to. 24. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She traveled Europe for sure, right?
So now she's traveled Europe and now she's 24 years old. and we'll see what you want to do with your life next. We'll come back to you soon. Let's turn to Mary Lou, who was a street kid in Poland.
Uh-huh.
Learned a lot about sneaking around, spying on people and stuff, and mm-hmm. has skill as a locksmith. What does mm-hmm. this person want to do when they turn 18?
Well, I think the dice are telling me that she went into a life of crime.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Oh,
that's
my
awesome.
Gosh, amazing.
I mean, yeah, if you're a street kid with a skill in locks, I think it's from picking locks and cracking safes. I think she mm-hmm. went into a life of crime.
Okay.
And there are a few different paths in crime.
Burglar. Yeah, you could be.
Yeah, there's gang member, burglar, hustler, or prisoner, and it's burglar. Yeah.
Yeah. So in order to be a burglar, you must have agility and intelligence at C, and you've got that already. So you just remember, you can't decrease those.
Cannot.
Do you want to spend any boosts yet? You've got, what, three boosts? No, two boosts.
I have two boosts. I'm going to keep them for now in case, like, if there's a later thing that I need, or is this the only time that I need
stuff? No, no, yeah, you can wait till later. I'm fine with it.
I'm
going
to wait.
All right, so you can go right into this burglar education and or into this burglar lifestyle, and now you get access to the skill Recon, which you already have upgraded once.
Yeah.
Also, Stamina, Driving, Mobility. So those are your four skills to pick from. You get two boosts, or you could boost one of them twice. Up to you.
Oh.
And Skid, you're on deck, so start thinking about, you know, what you want to do with your first term, what skill you might want to take. Yeah.
What were the others besides Recon? I only see Recon on my
It's because
my
Stamina,
list.
Driving, and Mobility are always available to upgrade every career, every term for everybody. Yeah.
Stamina, Driving, and Mobility. Oh, I'll probably take Mobility.
Okay, so one in Mobility. Got it.
And that's one of my two, right?
That's one of your two. And
God,
you could do
sucks.
Recon again up to a C, or you could do Stamina or Driving.
I'm going to do Recon up to a C. I think that really makes sense for her.
Okay, great. And now let's see how good of a burglar you were. we're going to test this. Why don't you test? I would test Recon. You just boosted that twice. So this would be you roll a D8 and a D8 to see if you can get six on one of the two of them.
Oh my God.
See what you get.
Oh my God. Okay. 1d8. Here we go. Come on. Could I roll it again?
You get 2d8s. 2d8s.
I get 2d8s. Okay, because I rolled a 1.
Okay. And the next one?
A 3.
Okay, that's
succeed.
All right. You just don't get a specialty. Maybe burgling is hard. Comes hard for you.
Burgling is hard, okay?
Yeah. Give me a d6 roll to age. Let's see how many years you age. Age 3, so you're 21 years old, and think about, do you want to, now, I've almost forgot this, after a term in a career of crime, if war does not break out, which it did not yet, roll 1d6 on an odd result, you spend the next term in prison.
Oh
so
God.
Let's see if not only you weren't very good at this, but if you got nabbed.
No, oh boy, okay, let's find out. A 2.
A 2, okay.
Wow.
Escaped the law.
Cappers can't get me.
Cappers can't get me.
Yeah. Eat it, John Law.
Yeah. All right, you're 21 years old. Do you want to keep going for this life of crime? Think about it. We'll come back to you in a minute. Skid, you are an intellectual, grew up an intellectual, a historian. You took a skill boost in persuasion. Have you narrowed down a country yet?
Nope.
Okay, what are you thinking for your first term?
Education.
Okay, great. Liberal arts or sciences?
I think he's going to go liberal arts.
Okay.
Okay.
Liberal arts, you get an upgrade to persuasion or stamina, mobility, driving.
I'll take another level of persuasion, so that should bring me up to a C and that, right?
C and persuasion, yep.
Okay. And then I lost the table. I'm going to roll on the liberal arts.
Well, hold on. You get you get another skill boost.
Oh, mobility. I'll take mobility.
And mobility. Great. And then you need to test one to see if you get a specialty. So I'm assuming you want to test persuasion since that's a C, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's empathy, right?
Persuasion should be empathy. Yes, I believe so. Yes, that's persuasion.
Okay, so that's a D10 and a D8 for
me. Did you make your empathy a B?
Yeah, my intellect is an A and empathy is a B.
Intellect is an A, empathy a B. And then your strength and agility are both at C.
They're both at C, yeah.
Okay. D10 and a D8, see if you can get a 6.
Okay, I got a 7.
All right, so roll a D6, and you do get a specialty from your liberal arts education. Running out of options here.
5.
Ooh, psyops.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Whoa, cool.
Psyops. Very cool. And then your cuff is going to be D. That's your courage under fire. We haven't mentioned that before, but all you guys are kind of like, you're early in life, yet you haven't seen combat. Your cuff is D. Go ahead and increase your age by 1d6.
Okay. Oh, 6.
Oh, another 24-year-old. Okay.
I might be on my way to a doctorate.
Yeah, yeah. For real.
Wow. Yeah.
At that point.
Getting psychologist.
Getting scouted by people in intelligence if you're in a psyops.
Very interesting. Oh, this is awesome. Oh, my God. What if he gets recruited by MI5? All right, here we go. Let's move on to Ross.
Great.
Ross, you had a working class American, bit of a brawler. I'm sorry, a bit of a builder.
A scrappy kid who's a bit of a builder. That tells me, working class, probably family, works in construction, fabrication. Dad and uncles are out there putting up sheetrock and laying foundations, tinkering on cars.
Yes.
So I'm looking at maybe blue cop. I turn 18.
You turn 18, you could join the military or you could do blue collar. You could try to go to college. You know, these are the options open to you right now. Blue collar, or you could try to be law enforcement. You know, if you don't want to do crime, like Mary Lou did, you could do police.
Interesting. Okay, I got 3 points to pump into those attributes. Has anybody allocated those yet? A few people have, yeah?
Yes. Skid boosted intelligence to A and empathy to B.
Right.
What did you do, Mary Lou?
Oh, I did mobility and recon.
Oh, those are skills. We're talking about these attribute boosts. You haven't spent them yet, right? You're holding on to them
not,
for right now?
I have not. No. Yeah, I have not spent mine.
Jared, what did you spend your attribute boosts on?
I took my strength and agility to B.
Strength and agility to B. All right. What are you thinking there, Ross?
Oh, man. Because there's two ways to go. Is this guy the sort of person who would, like, putting that into fighting tells me that, like, he had to defend himself. Builder tells me something about his background. Is this the kind of kid who would try to go to college, go directly into the military? I feel like this is the kind of kid who would maybe enter the military as a way of trying to then go to college. Like,
that's interesting.
Which is like the path that my relatives of mine took. I'm thinking of, enter the military to try to later get go to med school and stuff like that. So I think I'm going to try to. This guy will join the military as a way out of his family's situation to try to get as a pathway to a better life.
Interesting. Okay, so you can sign up to join the military at 18. You have your options without a term in education are combat arms, combat support, or combat service support. For combat service support, which is one of its primary skills, is medical aid. Does not have any requirements. Combat support, you must have an intelligence of B or higher. And for combat arms, you must have a strength or agility of B or higher. What do you think?
Interesting. Since I said it, I can't unthink it, that this kid has a vision of being a doctor. I think maybe if he's like builder, scrapper, he's smart, maybe got picked on, had to fight for himself, has seen his family maybe come home and waste away with like back injuries and smashed limbs from the job site. Wants to be a general practitioner. So let's put him into
Combat
service support.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. Great. I love it. You go into combat service support.
And now you get two skill boosts. You have access to medical aid and tech now. You also have driving, stamina, mobility. One more note. Your first term in the military, you must boost ranged combat. That takes one of your boosts. So okay. Automatically boost ranged combat one for me.
Okay.
And now you only get one more boost. Range but that's just for your first term. You could also do another term here if you want to get more access to medical aid or tech or whatever. But you get one more boost. Stamina, mobility, driving, medical aid, or tech.
Great. Interesting. I'm going to go ahead. Since he's on this sort of doctor's path, I'm going to boost medical aid up to a D. And I think I might... Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and maybe allocate some of these... some of these attributes. I've got three to spend... I might pump into strength, intelligence, and empathy.
Strength, intelligence, and empathy. Great. Great.
Or so I'll do strength and like empathy. I'll do strength and empathy and hold off on allocating that final one for now.
Great. Yeah, remember, ranged combat comes under agility, I believe. Right, so keep an eye on that.
Exactly.
Consider if you want to boost that later. Go ahead and give, you got a test now. So would you like to test ranged combat or would you like to test medical aid? Seems like you, that'd be your better chance, right? Because you boosted your empathy, right?
That's right. My empathy's up to a B. So yeah.
All right. So you're going to, so if your empathy is up to a B, then you're going to, and your medical aid is a D, you're going to roll a D10 and a D6 and you need one of them to be a six.
Okay. D10, D6. All right.
Get it, Ross.
Oh, brutal. I rolled a 3 and a 5.
3 and a 5. Oh. Oh, that stinks. Okay, so unfortunately, you don't get promoted in this term. Okay. And your, I believe your cuff is going to stay a D for right now. I think your cuff goes up if you get promoted. And your rank is PFC, so your private first class. That's your starting rank in combat service support.
Right.
But that is where that ends for the moment. Give me a D6 roll to see how many years you aged.
All right. 5.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
You've wasted so much of your life already.
Jesus. I really had a lot of goals.
Old, our attributes go down, right?
They can. It's a random die roll. It doesn't always happen, but it can happen. It's more likely to happen the longer you keep doing terms before you go to war. That has rounded out everyone's first term. We're going to go back to Jared here in a second, starting the second term of this character's life, this Polish woman who went and got a liberal arts education and succeeded there and got skill as a musician. Now, going into this next part, this is where the aging and the potential to go to war randomly begins for each one of your characters. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, everybody's term two. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
Goodbye, Kyle!
Did the sound of those words call to you like Pavlov's dog? Then you might enjoy our podcast, Turtle Time.
Every week, you can join me, Riley Hamilton, and my co-host, Amy Scarlatta, as we cover the most pressing Bravo news and dig into the new episodes to answer important questions like, who the hell is Adrian Malouf in this world?
Listen to Turtle Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Wednesday and Friday.
From the darkest corners of our imagination comes a game show that's more ridiculous than terrifying. Welcome to Tickled to Death. I'm your host, Roz Hernandez, and I'll be guiding guests through the creepy questions and chaotic games, all to win the ultimate title of Horror Movie Champion. Listen to Tickled to Death wherever you get your podcasts, and hit follow unless you want the show to follow you.
We are back. And thank you guys so much for tuning into this. So excited to release this on Christmas Day. I'm just so pumped. It's a little bit of a Christmas gift to the Naish. Creating new characters here for a new story that we're going to start. Remember, this is going to air on January 21st. Look out for episode 1, which is coming exclusively to our subscription service. Go to jointhenaish.com for more information there. You just need a basic membership and you get access to this show, and it helps us out so much. So we appreciate you. We're about to start everybody's term 2. We got a bunch of old heads here. I mean, I've run a lot of these life paths in Twilight 2000. A lot of times it's 1 or 2 on the die. People are 19. People are 20 when they're starting their second term. We got a couple 24-year-olds, a 21-year-old, and a 23-year-old. So you guys are advancing pretty quickly in age. Yep. We come back to Jared, who is building a Polish woman who grew up rich, had skill in boating, went to college, and became an athlete. So you have boosts in strength and agility. You have skills in stamina and mobility. Very interesting. And also skill in music, which is nice. What do you want to do for term 2?
Oh, by the way, musician is maybe the most useless.
Not at all.
All of the specialties.
You say that now.
Plus 1 to persuasion. Plus 1 to persuasion in situations where I can be playing music.
It could happen. Just get a hurdy-gurdy. You'll be fine.
Hey, don't shoot us. Yeah. I'd like to play a little song for you.
You pull out a karaoke machine.
Yeah.
But you're always talking shit about bards anyway. This is par for the course for you.
Oh, this is karma.
You know what? I like that, I'm having to adapt my ideas. So have a couple options here.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to challenge you for a second there. You made a joke of that, and I understand why you made a joke of that. But I think you'd be surprised at how, in an environment like this, how you can be seen as not someone to kill if you're just playing music.
Yeah, you're a person of value.
It could really have a psychological difference on people who don't know who you are and want to shoot first and ask questions later. But if you are literally like playing a banjo or something, they might actually think twice. I mean, seriously.
I feel like you'd have a violin. Yeah.
Well,
if
that's
you're
the thing. I think that she was in like the orchestra. Like an athlete. Do you know what I mean? I think that was her whole thing.
I do. And I love this. I mean, I'm picturing already this woman in this dilapidated sort of like, blown out building like on the side of it while we're waiting for a moment.
Scholar.
We've got some time
gentleman
and just
scholar.
Playing a sad violin. I'm getting emotional thinking about it. This is beautiful.
It's like what? It's like the pianist. It's like
exactly like a pianist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except it's, you with your little boating attire playing a harp.
What if I was a pianist and I'm like pushing the piano onto the boat?
I have to do both. Once.
It's amazing.
Violin might be easier to bring with us.
Violin's probably better.
Anyway, so I have a couple thoughts here. One is, if I take my empathy down to D, I could boost my intelligence up to B. That would give me the option of intelligence. I could become an agent.
Yes, you could.
That is one way I could go, okay? Or I could go right into the military right now. And I think that, I could see that story for her, like, she is kind of going against her family's wishes and going into military service or something like that. And I would have to start in combat arms, but I have the attributes I need for that.
Let me interrupt you there and just say that the history of this world, which I don't need to go into great detail on, but this war has been happening for years. Mm-hmm. And the nuclear aspect of it, which you discussed earlier, where you said, I kind of think I wanted to play somebody where a nuke went off in their home or near their home, right? The nukes can go off really at any time in how we imagine this character, because it's not like the nukes just went off and our game starts the next week. It's like nukes went off and years can pass, like even a year or more can pass, because there were so many different nuclear attacks at different times over the course of a couple years. They really kind of started in like 98, and it results in the way the world is now in the year 2000. So that being said, what I'm getting at is she has every motivation years before there any nukes are fired to join the military, because the Soviets are arming to attack Poland. And this is obvious for years. And so she might say like, well, I'm going to do something about it. And her parents might be like, no, stay out of that. It's not going to be good for you.
Well, let me tell you what I'm thinking now. I'm thinking military, and then if I want in my next term, if I make it, I can go into paramilitary. Cool. I need one term in the military to move over to paramilitary. But I think it would be cool because it talks about how Poland was a Warsaw Pact country. The Polish military was mainly relegated to like shutting down protests against the communist government for many years. But then they wanted to join NATO, and that sort of kicked off the war. So I kind of see her story going into that a little bit somehow. Anyway, very cool.
I love the history aspect of this. Please bring that in as much as possible, because I'm not knowledgeable about a lot of that stuff. And it's,
I'm really, this is something I've loved about this system and this setting from the beginning, is how cool this sort of, it was an alternate future at the time, but it's an alternate past now. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, I think I will go into military.
Okay, so we're going to do a term in combat arms. Your strength and agility must each be a B, which they are. You now have, you must take a boost in ranged combat. So that's going to be one of your two boosts.
Okay, great.
So I make that a D.
Ranged combat
to D. A D.
I'm like filling out my character sheet and combat.
Ranged combat to a D.
And, my
and then you get
sheet.
A boost. In combat arms, you can choose close combat, heavy weapons, recon, or stamina, mobility, driving, which are always there. Close combat, heavy weapons, recon, stamina, mobility, driving.
Okay, hold on. I'm still back on taming my ranged combat to a D.
Okay.
Yeah, got it. Oh, you did it for me. Thank you,
I did it for you, yep.
Okay, great. So then what are my other options here?
Close combat, heavy weapons, recon, stamina, mobility, driving, because those are always there, stamina, mobility, driving. And you've already boosted mobility twice and stamina once. You could do driving if you want, or you could do close combat, heavy weapons, or recon. Or you could do ranged combat twice if you want. You can boost that right to a C.
Ranged combat twice. She likes shooting.
Okay, there you go. Ranged combat twice. Now you must test ranged combat to see if you get a promotion. You're going to start out as a private in the military.
All right, here we go. I rolled an 8.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Okay, right. Now you get a specialty from your military service. So give me a D6. Let's see what that specialty is.
Okay. D6. What is the specialty? Here we go. That's a 3.
Tanker.
Tanker.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So, wow. I mean, this, I think, is a great example of how you get routed into, like, you choose to join the military combat arms, but you don't choose what you get routed into within the military, right? And so you got put into some sort of tank division for training. And
maybe, like, because you're vehicles, right? You're a boatman and you're... have experience driving.
I need to boost
great.
My driving at some point.
Yeah, at some point, get your boosting, your driving at least up to a D, because a couple of your skills are going to get that to a C automatically when you test them if you're driving a tank or a boat. Okay, you also get promoted. So you went in there as a private, and I'm not exactly sure how the Polish ranks work, but I'm just going to assume you go to private first class or... Yeah, private first class. So let's say you are private first class, and then let's also say your cuff goes up. Your courage under fire is now a C. So that goes up because of your experience in the military, and now increase your age. 1d6.
Okay.
On page 15, there's a table of all of the ranks and their equivalents in U.S., Soviet, Polish, and the Swedish military.
Oh, amazing. So what's the one after private?
Starzy Zaragovi.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Starzy Zaragovi. What page is that, Mary Lou?
Page 15.
Okay. I will,
page 15. Thank you.
I will research these terms. Okay. Only 2 years, so I'm 26 now.
Okay, only 2 years. 26, that's great. All right, now we come to the big rolls. A D8. If you roll a 1 on this, you experience the degradation of aging at 26 years old.
Oh, my God. This is so
goddamn. Roll a D8.
Goddamn.
Don't roll a 1, Jared.
Brutal. If I roll a 1, I'm in trouble?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that would hurt
only
me?
Only 1. Only a 1.
Okay, please, come on. Come on. Come on. Thank God a four.
Okay, oof. Now you got to do it again, and if you roll a one, war breaks out.
War breaks out.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
War were declared.
Four.
Four, okay. All right, your plan is coming together. Let's keep it moving with Mary Lou. Oh, man, where do we leave Mary? Oh, my gosh, you were in a life of crime. You were a burglar.
I'm in a life of crime.
You avoided law enforcement, and you are 21 years old. You are a Polish street kid.
That's
locksmith burglar. What do you want to do with your next turn of your life?
Well, I think I'm going to continue my life of crime.
Okay. You haven't learned your lesson yet? Yeah.
No.
All right, great. You continue as a burglar?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I can't see a reason why she would change.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So stamina, mobility, driving, or recon. You get two boosts. Stamina, mobility, driving, or recon.
I'm gonna take recon again, put it up to B.
Recon is now a B. That's amazing. And go ahead.
I'll probably put stamina to a D.
Stamina to it. Love it.
I'll take one in stamina.
That's your health, right? That's your ability to resist the harmful effects of radiation and disease and all that kind of stuff. Okay, now you need to test one of them. Recon or stamina? Probably recon, right?
I'm going to take recon.
How well you did as a burglar.
Yep. Okay, here we go. And I want to roll under.
You got a D, looks like a D8 and a D10. Is that right?
In intelligence, I have a D8, and recon, I have a D10. Yes.
Yeah, so a D8 and a D10. You need a 6 on one of them. Come on! D8 and
D10. Come on. I'm going to roll them both at the same time because I can't take it, my heart. I got a 6.
Yes!
Nice.
Yeah, I got a 6.
All right. Go ahead and roll a specialty for burgling.
Okay, great.
Get a D6.
That's a D6, right? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Here we go. 5.
Electrician.
Electrician.
Oh, awesome.
Cool.
So now you're going to get a boost to any tech roles involving, electrical stuff.
Seeing you shutting down security systems and stuff.
Totally.
Very cool.
So cool. You must have learned that along the way.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. And now you roll a D6 for aging.
Okay. Come on. Roll low. I don't want to be old. One.
All right. 22 years old. That's great. And now the big ones. D8. If you roll a one, you start to deteriorate from age.
No. No, I don't want
to. No.
4. Phew.
Okay. And now a D8 to see if war breaks out while you're a burglar.
5.
Oh, but we forgot a step.
What?
Roll a D6. If it's odd, you get it.
Oh, I gotta go to prison! Right, okay, here we go. Here we go.
Wow.
Amazing.
2.
Oh my gosh! Man. You are a good criminal.
I'm still slippery, baby.
Still at large.
Smooth criminal.
These police have been hunting her for years now.
This is amazing. I've done this probably 5 times now, this sort of character creation process. I've never had anyone do one term as criminal. So this is really fun, Mary Lou. I love it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Skid.
We return to Skid. We still don't know the nationality, but you succeeded in education. What's that?
English.
Okay.
Oh.
I know he's not English, but I'm right now, like, my aim, I'm kind of basing him on our friend of the show, Andy Torbett.
Oh,
I'm
going
to try to do, like, underwater, like, demolitions and stuff. But so I think, like, right now I'm going to try to be an officer. I'm going to go to the military and try to get officer.
Okay. So the first thing that you need to do is, all right, let's look at officer.
Oh, and I changed my attributes around because to make this requirement. So I bumped my intellect down from an A to a B and I bumped my agility up to a B. So I should meet all the requirements.
Okay. Well, let me say 2 things with that. Oh, no, you can have no D in an attribute as an officer.
Right.
Okay. So you have a term in education. You need the requirements for the functional area. So do you want to be an officer in combat arms? Great. Okay. Well, you fit those requirements. You know what that means, dude? That means you immediately go in as a second lieutenant.
Second lieutenant.
Yep. Awesome. So you are a lieutenant.
Cool.
And you, let's roll to see how, if you get promoted. I'm sorry, skill upgrades. First, you have to, you must do ranged combat for one, because this is your first term in the military.
Okay.
So your ranged combat goes up one boost, and then you get access as an officer to command, persuasion, stamina, mobility, driving, or all of the access to combat arms, too. Close combat, heavy weapons, recon. You get a lot of options as an officer.
Okay. I think I'll take a second boost to ranged combat.
Okay.
So that brings me up to a C on that, right?
Yep. Brings you up to a C ranged combat. Now I need you to test ranged combat to see if you can get promoted.
Okay. 10.
10. Two successes. Yeah. Okay, great. So you get promoted, and you can roll, if you'd like, on the combat arms specialty or the officer specialty table. From what I understand, I think I'm reading this right.
I'm going to roll on the officer specialty. Three, tactician.
Tactician.
Ooh.
Cool.
Oh my god!
So we might have our leader here.
Yeah,
somebody has to be.
This is like coming together.
That might have just chosen for us. Yeah, that's so sick.
So sick, and you get promoted. So you're now
first lieutenant.
Yeah, and your courage under fire goes up to C.
Okay.
And you get now we roll a D6 to see your aging process. How many years you age?
One.
All right, so wow. 25.
He's young. Wow.
That's awesome. Excellent. Still young. And go ahead and give me a D8 roll for aging effects. Don't roll a one. You're just trying to avoid
four.
A one. Four, great. Whew. And then a D8 to see if war breaks out now as a young officer, first lieutenant. First
Three.
Lieutenant.
Three.
Three. Okay, we're going to more terms.
Oh, God, Skid's right. character has achieved so much by 24 still. God.
Just amazing. Ross is one term in combat service support and couldn't even get promoted there. I mean, come on. Yeah. Get it together, Matt.
I mean, would this count as active duty, in quotes?
I think so. Why? What are you asking?
Because I'm like thinking, like, if his goal is to GI Bill it up and try to use his military service to pay for college, then maybe he pivots to education at this point. Since
yeah.
he spent
oh, yeah.
4 years in the military, he'd be eligible.
You can do that. Can you meet the requirements of either liberal arts or sciences?
And yes, I do have an intelligence of B. I've allocated that there. So I can, I think, go into the sciences in education.
So, I'm sorry, you said you have the requirements now, so you want to go into liberal arts or sciences?
I guess it would be sciences in order to go pre-med as I'm considering it.
Oh, right. I forgot. Pre-med. Okay, great. So let's go into the sciences. All right. A term in the military and then into sciences, combat service support, ranged combat, and medical aid. Now into sciences. Your skill access is tech and then stamina, mobility, driving. So tech, stamina, mobility, driving. You get two boosts. What do you want to do?
Tech, stamina, mobility, driving. Stamina for one.
Stamina for one. Okay. Love it. So bring that up.
That just did.
Excellent. And that your stamina is at a D now, right?
That's right.
Okay. And one more. Do you want to do tech from that school training or one of the other base ones? Or stamina twice? It's up to you.
Yeah. Mobility.
Mobility.
What is that exactly? How is that defined?
Mobility is a movement skill. It's something that you'll need to roll in combat to move more than the average round in a round, right?
It can
also affect how long you travel over land and stuff like that.
As I remember, it's incredibly useful.
Yeah,
I think it's like one of the most useful skills that we
might as well. Yeah, okay, cool. I've done stamina and mobility.
Great. I think that's good. All right. Mobility. When you jump, climb, run fast, or perform any other action that requires speed or motor control, you roll mobility. The skill is also used for thrown weapons and has other specific uses in combat. See chapter 4. Okay. So since you did stamina and mobility, you have the choice. Do you want to test stamina or mobility to see if you have a good term in education?
I'm going
to
test stamina. I think this guy is all... this is one of those hard work beats talent if talent don't work hard type guys. And he's going to put in the hours.
All right. I love it. All right. So go ahead and give me, it's a D8 and a D6. And you need one of them to be a 6. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough roll.
A D8 and a D6. Is it not a D10 with the B in strength?
I apologize. You're absolutely right. I was looking at the agility tree for some reason. Yes. D10 and a D6.
Okay,
and
come on.
One of them to be a 6.
I need some forward motion here.
Come on, buddy.
There we go. I rolled an 8.
All right.
Beautiful. Yeah.
There we go. All right, so give me a D6 for a specialty in your sciences education.
Right. I rolled a 2.
A 2. Communication.
Interesting. Okay.
Communication. So we'll see how that manifests.
A med track, but that... communications is a big part of that. Perhaps he's improving his bedside manner and his ways of synthesizing information and conveying them.
Yes, yes, exactly. Love it. Okay, great. So communication. Now, if your goal, and we're gonna move on here in a second after we actually let's roll this other stuff first. Age by D6 years. How much do you age? You're 23 now.
I'm 24 now. 24. Right, because I was 18 and then I rolled a 5.
Oh, wait, no,
I'm 23, I'm sorry.
You're right, 23. Go ahead, 23. D6.
Here we go. I'm 23 now. Oh, brother. Okay, 23. I'm now 27.
27.
I rolled a 4.
And then go ahead and give me a D8. If you roll a 1 on the D8, you experience aging effects, the deterioration
of
your attributes.
How your body starts to break down at 27. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, you could get like a knee injury or something. You could get some kind of like injury.
Luckily, I rolled a 5. I did not experience a debilitating geriatric ailment at 24.
Now, you're looking ahead. If you want to be a doctor, if this is something you're really going to break the mold of your family line here and you're going to be a doctor, you're going to have to pass another term in education in your next term, and you're going to have to do that before war breaks out. So give me a D8. Let's see if you get the chance. If you roll a 1, war broke out before you could continue your doctoral education.
A 2. Skin of my teeth.
Okay. Getting close. All right. Probably going to more education next, but we'll come back to you in a moment. Great. Jared, when last we left, do you have a name yet? You don't have to. Just curious.
I think Hannah.
Hannah.
Hannah. Oh,
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. With an H or without an H?
With an H.
Hannah with an H. Hannah with an H is a Polish woman who was born to a wealthy family and went off to college and studied liberal arts, but then, passionate about fighting the Soviet threat, joined the military and got promoted to private first class in a tank division. Very cool. What do you do with your third term?
I don't know that's her exact story yet, but let's find out. So I want to go paramilitary for my next term.
Okay.
And
this is under the intelligence tree, right? You need to have a strength and agility of B and one or more terms in the military. Great.
Right. I've achieved those things. I'm going to boost my driving because I already have tanker and boatman, so I should get that really well. And then, I mean, if I was driving a tank, shouldn't I know how to employ heavy weapons?
Yeah.
And also take advantage of that strength boost I gave myself earlier.
All right. Heavy weapons. I love it. Go ahead and test driving or heavy weapons. Whatever you prefer.
Well, let's see. My heavy weapons would be a D6 and a D10, or driving would be a D6 and a D10. So they're the same.
Yeah, they're mechanically the same.
Okay. This might be where my luck runs out, everybody.
Let's see. You've gotten a specialty every term so far.
She's an
excellent performer.
Oh, wait. Okay, here we go. I got a 6 on my D8.
Nice. You did it again. You did it again. All right, so you get it. So now, awesome. You get a specialty. You get a specialty. So roll a D6.
Okay. And I rolled a 5.
Improvised munitions.
Amazing.
Wow. That's so cool.
Improvised munitions. I haven't read it, but I'm assuming you're going to get bonuses to tech rolls to probably create weapons of some kind.
Which makes sense for someone who went paramilitary.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's so awesome. And, you don't get promoted because you left the military. So you're not technically promoted, but your cuff does go up, I believe, if you advance in intelligence. I think that is the case.
I'm looking.
Yeah, I read that at some point.
On the intelligence table, I don't see anything about cuff, but I don't know if I see anything. It would make sense if you're a paramilitary person.
Yeah, I have under intelligence. Remember, if you succeed at your promotion roll, move cuff up one step. I took that note down at some point. I wrote it in my notes.
Okay, well, then I believe you and I will take it. So
that's a B now. So your cuff is now a B.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm a B cup now.
Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Okay, awesome. Oh, you know what's crazy? Is like I wish you stayed in the military because... Where is it here? Let's see. This is just a fun thing. Non-commissioned officers, if you reach the rank of corporal or above, which you would have reached if you did this term in the military, and you didn't go in as an officer, you can always choose command as a skill increase. Little fun details that they do to make it feel realistic.
Oh, that's cool.
That's great.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Now we move on to your increase your age by 1d6.
Okay.
You were 26 years old when you started into this paramilitary term of your career.
Okay, here we go. Just a 1, so I'm 27.
Dude, that's great. All right, now roll for aging effects. If you roll a 1 or 2 on the die, you will experience aging effects.
And that's with a d6, right?
D8.
A d8, okay.
D8, here we go.
A 1.
Oh,
God
no!
Damn it.
Oh, no. Brutal.
You gotta be kidding me.
Brutal.
I'm 27 years old.
You're 27 years old.
Man.
Oh, it's a hard life. It's a hard life.
It is
life.
A hard life.
Real.
That's
when
tough.
I'm 27, I guess it's all downhill, but I just don't know what that feels like yet.
Right, yeah. When I turn 27, I hope it goes better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You must reduce one attribute of your choice by one step.
Okay.
Oh,
no problem. I have a C in empathy. I'll bring it down to a D.
Also makes sense. You know, moving into paramilitary and you're getting more invested in fighting the Soviets and you're losing your care for them as a people. I love it. Here we go. Let's move on to... Who's next? Oh, our burglar. We return to our burglar.
That's right.
Now with expertise in locksmithing and electrician, what are you thinking? Next turn.
So my last two specialties that I got are both plus ones to tech. And I don't have access to improving my tech score as a criminal or as a burglar. So I think maybe just by being a burglar, you know, she's picked up these skills and these specialties and maybe it's hard being a criminal. So she goes blue collar for this next term and she wants to be a mechanic.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
All right. So
it's legitimate. Trying to go legit, one last job, and then she's out of the life. And who knows, maybe they'll try and drag her back in, but I want access to the tech skill. So
all right. I
love can
it. Term as a mechanic, you now have access to the tech skill. So what would you like to boost? You could boost tech twice, or you could do something else. Stamina, mobility, driving.
I definitely want to boost tech to D.
Okay.
And then, snarf. I want to boost. I think I want to boost tech again to a C.
All right. I like it. Then you're going to test your tech to see if you get a specialty as a mechanic. So go ahead and test that.
So I'm rolling 2d8s.
Okay.
Because I have a d8 for intelligence. Oh, well. Oh, I haven't spent these yet. I would like to spend my boosts now.
Okay, great.
I want to spend one boost in intelligence, at least get it to a B.
B, okay. This is looking good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, your recon is now 2d10s to get a 6, to get reserve 6.
That's very awesome. Nice.
Yeah. Ooh, I might even...
Awesome.
She's a criminal too. You know what? I'm doing something. I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to reduce my empathy from a C to a D. She's a criminal. And so then I get another one. So I increased my intelligence to a B. I'm going to increase my agility to a B. And then I'm going to increase my, I'm going to increase my intelligence again to an A.
To an A. Okay. Yeah.
So then now I have I have a D12. Or a D8 to see if I succeed in my
recon tech roll.
In my tech roll, yes.
Here we go.
No, I only got a 5 as my top.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
There's some fun ones under there. Gunsmith.
I know.
Scrounger is a really good one for this game. We were talking about scrounging before we went live. Okay. Let's move on to aging. Roll a D6. You're 22 now. Mm-hmm. How long does this term of your life last as a mechanic?
Just 2 years.
2 years, 24. You guys rolled a lot of low after that first spike of age. Mm-hmm. All right, now a D8 to see if you have aging effects at 24.
Gosh.
If you roll a 1 or a 2.
6, I'm good.
Okay, and then does war break out? Roll a D8 on a 1 or a 2. War breaks out.
2.
Oh my gosh. A 2. Working mechanic in I'm Poland done. At 24 mm-hmm. years old with a life of crime behind her.
That's right. That's right.
And war breaks out and everything Holy changes. Shit.
That's right.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay. We're going to come back to you and we'll see what happens there.
Okay.
War breaks out. Okay. Now we move on to Skid. Skid. Oh, man, love this. An English intellectual who got an education and then became an officer in the military and got promoted on your first go around. What do you want to do next?
I'm going to do another round of service in the Royal Marines.
Ooh. Yes. Okay. The Royal Marines.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. So go ahead and give me a roll for you want to do officer again.
Yeah.
And do you want to do... I mean, you've got access to so much stuff. Do you know what 2 skills you want to upgrade this round?
I think I'm going to do ranged combat again.
Oh, wow. Should bring that up to a B. Awesome.
And command.
Yes.
All right.
Excellent idea. Ranged combat and command. Now, what do you want to test here to get promoted?
Ranged combat.
Ranged combat, of course, obviously. Okay. Obviously.
Oh, man. I got a 10 and a 7.
Oh, tight. Buddy.
Wow.
Amazing. All right. So you are going to go ahead and get a specialty.
Okay. D6. I'll roll on the officer's track again. I got a 4. Logistician.
Logistician. Awesome. Okay, logistician, you also get promoted. You are now a captain. You're a captain.
Wow. Yes.
That's amazing. Your cuff goes up again. So now you have a cuff of B.
Of B, yeah.
Fuck, that's awesome.
This is going so much better than last time.
For real. All right, now, D6 years. How many years pass? You were 25. Okay. Let's see how many years pass.
4.
4. All right, so 29. D8 for effects of aging, if 1 or a 2, and you see a decrease in an attribute.
7.
Okay, and then finally, do you go to war, or can you keep going? 1 or a 2, you go to war.
7.
7, all right. Keep it
going. Unstoppable.
Captain.
Our captain.
I salute
captain,
you.
My captain.
Oh, captain, my captain.
Yeah.
Ross, you're up, good buddy. When last we left you, you were in college studying, trying to study medicine, and you need to do another term of that if you want to become a doctor. So is that your plan?
That's the goal. The come from nowhere struggle of this character is the story being told by these dice of just like trying and trying and trying. It's just like this uphill Sisyphean battle to try to raise himself up out of his state. But yes, he's going to stay in education with this goal in mind. Let's go for it.
Okay, great. So now you can increase tech, driving, mobility, or stamina. Two boosts.
Great. I'm going to go stamina again.
Okay. A hardy fellow.
And tech.
And tech. All right. Which would you like to test to see your success level there?
I mean, having bumped it up, I guess I should do... I mean, it seems insane not to do stamina.
That's right. Do it. You roll a D10 and a D8. You need a 6 on one of them.
Whew.
Let's see if you can get it.
Come on. Come on. Prove Dad wrong. Five and a 3.
Oh, no. Sorry, buddy. But that's all right. As long as war doesn't break out, you've got a chance now to be a doctor. As long as war doesn't break
out. So that does complete a term. I just don't gain the specialty.
You just don't get a specialty. Right.
Not at the top of my class, but I've fucking graduated.
But you
graduated.
Did, buddy.
Right, but you graduated.
Okay. That's
you
right.
graduated, but... Will you have that chance to become the general practitioner you wanted to be?
It all comes down to this.
To help your family, their aching, ailing bones from a life spent as construction workers. Give me that. First, give me your aging roll. D6, you're 27.
That's right. And now I'm 29.
Now you're 29. D8, if you roll a 1 or a 2, you experience effects of aging.
5, okay.
Okay, and now war breaks out on a 1 or a 2.
On a D8?
On a D8. He never got the chance.
It's a 2.
Oh no.
I think the entire time he's been at school, he's in the Army Reserve still.
Yeah.
He's going and still has to.
That's what happens.
Yeah. And so he's graduated. It's all happening. The money's gonna take him to the next step. He's gonna be a doctor. And then mushroom cloud.
Oh my god,
this is so sad, but great job.
In a way, that's very compelling, and I'm sorry you're saddled with this guy. I hope he's helpful in what we do.
There's still time to do some stuff you want to do, mechanically speaking, pointing toward this person. But I love this. So what's going to happen, we're going to come back to you in a minute. What's going to happen is you're going to get drafted or you can volunteer to join the military. Narratively, you make that choice, but mechanically it's the same.
Great.
You are going to end up in Poland as a trained military operative, but you happen to already have done one in combat service support back in the day, which is interesting. And you were almost a doctor. I mean, you know how valuable it will be to come across someone that was almost a doctor?
Right.
I mean, that's amazing.
Just barely.
Yeah, exactly. So very, very interesting. We've now got two characters that are at war in their 20s, but Jared and Skid are still cranking at it, and we're going to move on to term 4 with both of them right after a quick break. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to finish out and see when Jared and Skid's characters go to war.
This podcast is dedicated to my younger self because she really needed it. She couldn't keep a man or a job. Welcome to Brooklyn Therapy. I'm your host, Stephanie Macon.
I'm your co-host, Rose McAleese.
Every week we dive into dating, sex, and relationships. We are not professionals, but we bring professionals on the pod to give us some advice. Listen to Brooklyn Therapy wherever you love to listen to podcasts. Therapy is too expensive, but this podcast isn't.
There are vampires out there. They're beside you in the darkness, but what people don't understand is that they're not monsters. They're just going to work, living their unlives. But we are a dying breed. Those who came before me, they are fearful and are not content to sit back and just disappear. And they'll do anything to fix that. From the creators of Parkdale Haunt comes Woodbine, a podcast about monsters, dreams, and changes, those you want and those you never saw coming. Season 2 arrives September 24th, distributed by Realm.
Look, there are a lot of celebrity interview podcasts out there, but there's only one Happy, Sad, Confused. I'm Josh Horowitz, and yeah, I'm the host of the show, so I'm a little biased, but truly, Happy, Sad, Confused is the place for nerdy and intimate conversations with all your favorite actors and filmmakers. From Andrew Garfield and Scarlett Johansson to Christopher Nolan. Casting what ifs, backstage stories, and much more. Listen to Happy, Sad, Confused on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back and entering term 4 for Jared and Skid. Jared, when last we left, you had done a term in paramilitary. You had trained up in heavy weapons. You got a specialty in improvised munitions. What do you want to do next? What are you
thinking? I have to be honest. I'm not sure that we made my war breaks out role at the end of my last term because
did we not do that? I thought I did that. No. We rolled a D8 to for aging effects, right? And you
right? Okay, I went up, and then I had a. It's called the senility roll. I failed my senility roll.
Oh my god!
A lot of people out here failing their senility rolls these days.
Yeah, I failed mine.
I like taking her empathy down. This is a hard woman.
Yeah,
and Mary Lou's character also down to empathy D. Yep. So
our two very hard Polish women.
Yeah, hard Polish women.
Yeah, maybe just the shock of you like losing that thing and us going into those roles for a second. I forgot to ask you for it. I don't remember. Do you want to do an at war role right now?
I think should. I think we should. I want to go according to everybody else's rules.
On a one or a two.
Okay, let's see.
You go to war.
A 6, so it didn't matter.
Okay.
Okay,
so we're moving on to term 4.
We are moving on to term 4.
And I think, you know, I think it makes sense to her, for her to stick with her career now. So I think that she would stay in paramilitary.
Okay, sounds good. Another term in paramilitary. And go ahead and increase 2 skills.
Okay. And my choices are stamina, mobility,
driving,
heavy weapons, ranged combat, and survival.
That's right.
So I think it's time to boost ranged combat again.
Awesome. You guys are going to be good at ranged combat.
Yeah, this
is going to be good.
Feels like an important skill.
Yeah.
So I'm taking ranged combat, and then part of me wants to take survival. That's an intelligence skill, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is. And Nobody has that yet at a D, I don't think. Anybody in the group? Mm-mm.
Well, then I think it's time for Hannah to take survival.
Very cool. Very cool. Survival it is. Which one of those would you like to test?
I think I'll be testing my ranged combat.
Combat, of course.
So I got a D10 and a D10 for ranged combat now, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Here we go. Oh, I had a die roll off the table, but I rolled a 7 on the other one, so I succeeded.
Another success. All right, Go ahead and give me a specialty roll.
All right, that's a D6, right?
Yeah, D6.
Wow.
And if I rolled improvised munitions again, I have to re-roll, right?
Yes.
Okay. My dice are going everywhere today because my dice tray got left somewhere. I got a 1, so I'm now also a brawler.
Nice.
Brawler.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Whoa.
Awesome. That's great. Brawler. All right. Got some training in that. And your cuff goes up again because this is an intelligence career. So you're now at an A.
That's very good.
That's
a very important statistic.
Yeah, it really is very important.
I'm very excited to play this woman.
Let's way down.
Increase your age by D6.
Okay, here we go. 3. So I've got
somebody finally hit 30. All right, she's 30. Give me a D8 on a 1 to 3. You degrade one of your attributes, your senility.
Please,
roll.
God. 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
I just want to go on record. I hate this part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this part sucks.
Yeah.
Thank God, a 5.
Whew. All right, there you go. Now, does war break out? A 1 to 3, war breaks out.
Okay, here we go. On a D8, right?
On a D8, that's right.
5. It hasn't broken out.
Okay. Wow. Still good.
Wow.
Mary Lou, you're at war. We're going to come back to you. Uh-huh. Let's go to Skid, and let's just bounce back and forth real quick until we get to war. Skid, term 4. You going to continue on as an officer?
I want to ask you guys, because I'm 50-50 between staying in the Marines and going into intelligence, becoming an agent.
Oh, interesting.
Hmm. I don't know. For me, it makes sense that to me that he stays in the Marines, but I don't know.
Done. No, staying in the Marines.
Okay, great. Go ahead and choose your 2 skill boosts from an amazing list of them as an officer. What would you like?
Okay, I am...
We're talking range combat, command, persuasion, close combat, heavy weapons, recon, stamina, mobility, driving, any of those you get too.
Wow. I'll take range combat again. Get me
Is
up
that
to
an A now?
Yeah.
Amazing.
And...
Range combat to an A, and then...
And I'll take... Actually, I'll take command. I'll move that up to a C.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Whoever has the highest command among the group, that is going to be the group's group courage under fire score for when that mechanic comes into the game. Sometimes the group has a cuff score, and that's a good stat to have a high command within your group. All right. Roll for promotion. You're already a captain.
Okay. No.
You're testing ranged combat. No?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. Wait. I got one. Nope.
Dang.
Okay. No promotion this phase. Increase your age by 1d6.
Okay.
Jared, we're coming right back to you, so get ready if you want to do more paramilitary.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm ready.
2.
2. All right. So 31 years old?
Yep.
That's what I have. All right. D8 on a 1-3. Aging effects?
7.
Okay, and then D8, do you go to war at 31 years old as a captain?
7.
7, okay. Bounce back to Jared. Jared, you are 30 years old, paramilitary. What are you thinking?
I think I stay paramilitary.
Okay.
So sick.
This is just so awesome.
She is such a badass already. And I love really her weird is. Story. Yeah. Okay, so I get to choose again. Mm-hmm. Heavy weapons, ranged combat, survival, or stamina,
mobility driving.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I think I should boost something I already have, and I already have some driving, so I think I'll go again driving. And if we want to go down river, I'm going to kick ass, right?
Or if we run across a tank.
Right, if we run across a tank, I'm going to kick ass at that too. And get this. I think that I'm going to go heavy weapons again as well.
Oh, ooh. This is fun. This is fun. All right. Go ahead and give me a promotion roll.
Okay. I will test. Let's see. My heavy weapons now are going to be D8 and D10. Is that right?
Are you updating your sheet on Foundry as you do this?
I am, but I'm also doing the paperwork sheet, and it just takes a minute.
So you haven't done it yet on Foundry, right?
Not yet.
Okay, yeah. So then I'm not sure. But so you're looking at the more updated version. Roll the dice you think are right. And you just need a 6 or higher to get
heavy
this
weapons,
promotion.
If I update heavy weapons, it goes to a D8. We just get driving. Driving also has gone to a D8. Yeah, let's do heavy weapons. D10 and a D8. Right.
Here we go.
Do I get a promotion in my paramilitary guerrilla career? I did not roll a 6, so I do not get promoted.
Do not get promoted. Okay. Increase your age by D6. You're currently 30 years old.
Is this going to be the old lady of the group?
It might be.
A 1.
Oh, hey. Wow.
Nice.
All right. Aging now. 1-4 for aging effects.
That puts her at 31. Oof. 1-4 on a D8.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, 1-4. Come on. No aging effects, please. A 7, thank God.
Wow. And then war. War breaks out on a 1-4.
Okay, here we go.
War!
Yeah. Four. War broke out.
War breaks out.
Okay, let's get your last one.
What is it good for? Great.
War has broken out. Jared is like Sarah Connor. A totally fucking
ripped. That's great. Maybe I'll just use Linda Hamilton for my photo here.
Polish
Yes.
You're Linda Hamilsky, and you're out there.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Ripping ass out in Poland.
Hannah Lindelsky.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm playing a character from like the world's saddest Bruce Springsteen song.
That's so amazing. All right, Skid, you're the last one left. This is amazing.
Okay.
We go until there's war. What do you want to do in your next term?
Officer again.
Okay. Give me two skill boosts.
All right.
So many options. Looking at your sheet, I mean, you know, what do you want to do with yourself?
I think I'm going to do command and close combat.
Very cool. Command and close combat. All right, test one of those for a promotion.
Okay.
See what you get.
10.
Nice.
10. Soup uber promoted.
My man.
Major. Wow.
He's a major.
That's amazing. And you get another specialty. You can choose from the officer wing or the combat arms wing.
I think I'm going to go officer wing again. I got tactician. Got to reroll tactician again.
Then you can just choose if you want. Just choose.
At this point, you're so...
You got sidearms?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Sidearms, so that's going to give you probably a plus one with any pistols, you know, pistol-based weapons.
Perfect.
Very cool.
And your ranged combat is already so high. That's so crazy.
Oh, yeah. So that'll increase your agility to basically an A, right? When you've...
Yeah.
Dope.
This is so cool. Okay.
Awesome.
Your cuff goes up to A.
Yes.
Whoa.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Just amazing. Is that correct? Yes, your cuff is now an A. And go ahead and increase your age by D6. You were 31 before you got promoted to major. How old are you now?
5.
So 36.
36.
36-year-old Royal Marine Major. And then, all right, D8, 1 to 4, you have aging effects.
I got aging effects.
Okay, so you have to reduce one attribute one step.
Okay.
Any one attribute one step.
Ooh.
Empathy.
Man, not a very you're representing the empathy, right, Ross?
Suddenly my skill set is emerging. Yes. Here's my gap to fill.
Awesome. And then, all right, Skid, does war break out? On a 1 to 4, it breaks out.
War breaks out.
Wow. Okay. There we go.
So the longest
really
we got was
eight
term
terms
five.
Before war breaks out?
I went 5.
No, but I mean,
you could, sure.
Wow, right? Okay.
You could, and basically all your attributes are D at that point, but you have so many skills, it just like makes up for it, a bunch of proficiencies and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Wow.
All right. Let's come back to Jared. Characters. I know Mary Lou. Oh, no, we can go to Ross. Let's have Ross be the first person to do at war term, because we haven't been with you in a while here.
Yeah.
This is great. The at war term, you have to decide if you got kind of ripped out of your life without your choice, or did you as a character decide to join the military? What do you think happened there when war broke out?
I mean, the story that was emerging, it sounds like this guy maybe went because duty called him away from this path that he was striving for. I think he was pulled away.
Okay. So we would say that he was drafted, in which case you're going to get two boosts. One must be to range combat, unless you already have that at a D or higher, which I believe you do because you did a term in the military when you were younger. Remember those years?
Uh-huh. Right. I've kept up. I'm in the reserves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. In the at-war term, you get two skill boosts to any of the 12 skills. So you can, but you can't boost one skill twice. So you have to choose two separate skills, ones you already have or don't have, and you get two boosts.
I'm going to pick medical aid and persuasion.
Love it.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Nice. So good for the group. So good for the group.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So it's medical aid.
Yeah.
and persuasion. Awesome. And then roll a d6 for the specialty table corresponding to your last term. For you, it's going to be combat arms because you're going to be drafted in to combat arms. So go ahead and give me a d6 roll on that specialty.
All right.
Three.
Three. Sorry, I lost my place there for a second. That is going to be tanker, so re-roll.
Five.
Launcher crew.
Oh my god.
That's going to give you a bonus to shoot like missile launchers and rocket, like RPGs and stuff.
Rockets.
Like that.
Okay. Amazing.
Amazing.
Launcher crew. Cool.
Launcher.
Let's just get some rocket launchers and that should make the game a lot easier, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, dude. I want to take this back. Let me give you a second. Let's think about this. With your guy and the way that he was trained, it makes sense that even if you were drafted back in,
yeah, they
with your skills,
that
they would funnel you towards combat service support. So I feel like you could either roll on that specialty table under combat service support or just take one if you'd like. It's up to you how you want to do it. The ones that would be interesting are field surgeon, combat medic, gunsmith, and mechanic. We don't have any of those specifically yet.
That's nice of you. I love the dice telling the story, but the story we've told thus far, this makes total sense.
Yeah, this sort of
informs
the choice now, I think.
Right. Enough information has accumulated at this point that it would make sense that the military would like look at the record and say, like, look, yeah, you're going off in this direction. I think, yeah, what was it, field surgeon or combat medic?
Field surgeon or combat medic. I'm not 100% clear on the difference between the two, but I think I can figure that out rather quickly because it would be medical aid specialties. So field surgeon is roles for treating critical injuries, which is huge, and combat medic is for roles helping incapacitated character get back up. It has no effect on treating critical injuries. So combat medic is a +1 modifier to medical aid rolls for helping an incapacitated character get back up.
Interesting. And field surgeon is more of a like broad wound treatment.
Yeah, it feels like combat medic is like during combat.
During combat, helping people out.
Medical roles, and field surgeon is when we're like out of combat if you're actively dying.
And if you get a critical injury, it can be, you know, like a severed limb or, you know, something real bad that can like lead to death. You can get a modified role to treat a critical injury. Now, something else, like this is what's sad, like right there is what you really want. General practitioner.
Right.
+1 modifier to medical aid rolls for treating disease, poisons, exposure to nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons, right? That's what you wanted, but that's a specialty under the doctor career, I believe.
Right. And I just don't have the education yet.
Right.
I think we're kind of putting our thumb on the scale here enough already. This guy was like learning biology, engaged in pre-med studies, but he's not a surgeon. He's a combat medic.
Okay.
I like it. Combat medic. Okay. Awesome. We'll come back to you to finalize your rations, your water, your radiation exposure thus far. Let's go back to Jared. Jared,
yes.
You are at war. You get two skill boosts to any skill as paramilitary. You just went into the war as paramilitary. So you get two skill boosts to any skills. What would you like?
So I already have some survival, and I think I should take some more.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and take that survival up to a D8.
Okay.
And I'm torn here. I could go up survival again, right, if I want?
No.
No, I may not. Okay, great.
Not in the at-war turn.
Well, then that decides it for me. I have improvised munitions. That's a tech skill. I'm going to go ahead and take my tech up.
Okay. Great.
So
great
I have a little bit of a I have a little bit of advantage if I want to use that specialty.
Okay.
So
I'd like you to just choose your final specialty because you've been in paramilitary so long and you've got multiple of these now. Just pick one you don't have that you like.
Great.
Under paramilitary, that'll be your at-war final specialty.
I see rifleman and machine gunner that look good to me.
Yeah, each one of those will be a plus one with those kind of weapons. So plus one to range combat rolls with machine guns, plus one to combat rolls with rifles.
I kind of like the idea of being able to snipe people. But also, she's a heavy weapons kind of a person. No,
sniper is different from rifleman, for the record.
Oh yes, okay. You know what? I think she's a machine gunner. She just doesn't
seem
like
a heavy weapons and everything.
Yeah, she's so jacked.
She has no recon. She's like a machine gunner. So she will take machine gunner.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Let's go to Mary Lou. This is our local. What a poor. Oh God.
Yeah.
Was just
I'm
working
a little scared
as a
to play her. I think she has like sort of the least skills out of everybody. She's the youngest. She's only 24. I'm a little scared to play her.
But she has skills. None of the rest of us have anything close to.
Right. Yeah, yep. and I'm gonna
recon
ask.
And tech.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask for, in my at war term, you know, I spent my last career was in blue collar. And there are just some of these options I don't think make a ton of sense for the character that I have. I don't know. We'll see.
Let's start with the skill boosts.
Okay. Skill boosts. Yeah.
I'm definitely
going to boost
mobility,
tech.
Driving tech.
Yeah, definitely going to boost tech.
I'm sorry, I apologize. You can boost any two things in the at-war term. So, like, if you wanted to boost ranged combat right now, this represents it's been a couple months and you've had to pick up a gun and defend yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
You can do that.
I'm going to boost tech, one, and okay. I am going to take ranged combat to a D.
Great. Ranged combat.
I think she
awesome.
Would just have to get good at, she would know that you got to get good at that.
But if my rule reading is, if I'm understanding this right, if you are a local civilian when war breaks out, you are not drafted into the military. War just broke out into your life. Now, you do get some experience from that, but your specialty is you get to choose from your last career.
Yeah.
So, and some of, so I'll let you choose as well, because you already had a successful term as a mechanic. You know, what would you like to choose here? What jumps out at you?
Well, I was going to ask the team, or we can let the dice choose between, but the two that I think would work is gunsmith or mechanic. The rest just don't click super well for me. So gunsmith or mechanic. Mechanic is for plus one to vehicle rolls, like fixing vehicles. And because I was a mechanic in one of my terms, in my gear, I have a pickup truck. So we have a pickup truck.
Cool.
Or gunsmith. I can repair guns.
Ooh,
and
it feels like our guns are going to take some damage.
Yeah.
This is tough. I also love the vehicles repair.
I'm also leaning gunsmith unless anybody feels really strongly about taking mechanic. I think she would have, because she's a street kid, she's a street rat who was a criminal, and like, it's not like she hasn't, she's been using guns since she was 18. You know, she's very familiar with guns. It's just like wasn't a huge part of like her specialty. I think gunsmith does make sense.
Okay. Gunsmith. Like it. All right. And then finally, for our at war term, Skid. This Royal Marine officer, you get two skill boosts of any two skills.
All right. I think I'm going to take close combat again.
Okay.
And command
right. Again. Wow. Pumping that up. That's awesome.
Pump it up.
Yes, right.
And command. Okay. You get a final specialty. You can choose. I'll let you choose as well. You don't have to roll. All of the officer and all of the combat arms specialties. Pick one.
I think I'll take intelligence.
Intelligence. What does that do? Did you look it up yet?
Ooh. I don't know, but...
I'll look. Intelligence That is, you roll recon when you spot enemy troops, vehicles, and weapons. If you succeed, the referee should tell you their stats.
Oh, I don't have recon, though.
What about, may I suggest frontline leader?
Frontline leader, yeah.
I think frontline leader is huge.
It gives a plus one bonus to command rolls for helping someone who is incapacitated.
Don't we need a decent command for our morale? We need a decent command for our morale.
Yeah, Celtic already has that. But yeah, frontline leader lets you say, get up and get in the fight, and you get a bonus to that roll.
Oh, it doesn't affect unit morale, but it does help someone who is incapacitated by stress.
Yes, and incapacitation by stress happens a lot in this game.
Okay.
Now, you guys have very high cuffs. You know, you've got some experienced military people here, so maybe it won't happen as much as in the other games I've played, but frontline leader, I think, is awesome, and it just makes so much sense with your character.
Yeah, totally.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. I am going to wrap this up. We have a lot more to do. We're going to do stuff off air, like gear and group gear and all that stuff. We'll do it off air. We'll send some emails and stuff. It's going to be great, but here's the last and final thing I want to walk away with today. Your exposure to radiation.
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
no.
This is something you roll a D6 on to determine your current permanent RADs. As you get exposed to radiation poisoning, I don't know all the specifics of the rules. I got to read more rules before we actually play. But my understanding of it in general, exposure results in potentially getting permanent RADs. Permanent RADs reduce and penalize your stamina rolls to resist poison and other radiation effects. So the more exposure you have to radiation, the more debilitated your immune system becomes and your ability to stop or to fend off radiation poisoning. Wow. So it's a super deadly stat. This is going to tell us a story about your exposure in the years leading up to, or I'm sorry, in the moments leading up to when our game starts. Were you near that bomb? You know, Jared, were you near that bomb?
I want to be near that bomb.
Do you want to just take I'll let you take a 4 or higher if you want to just take it for role play purposes, or you can roll for it. And we'll let the dice tell the story. I mean, the way we've been doing it all game, we start with Jared. So, or actually, let's go back to Ross because we changed up after we went to war. So
great,
Ross, give me a D6 for your starting permanent RADs.
2.
Oh, nice.
I was so nervous. You, of I know. All people, were going to roll a 6. I was going to be like, oh, God, this
fragile
guy.
And empathic guy. Yeah. This may be something you want to cut in or not. But this is the struggle I'm having. I realized that this guy is so not cool under pressure. He does not have the courage under fire score that some of us have. I think I made the incorrect choice in allocating that skill earlier. It makes sense to me that this guy's medical skill would be brought to bear more out of combat when he can focus. I think I'm going to do that surgeon.
Field surgeon. Yeah, field that makes surgeon. Sense to me. That really makes sense to me.
That makes much more sense to me.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. Absolutely. You can undo and redo that, of course. Where are we? We're at Jared.
I think it's me. Yeah. No. I don't remember.
It's
Jared.
Me.
Starting
I
permanent
roll,
rads.
I roll my starting rads with a D6. Is that
D6,
right?
D6, yep.
Okay. 5.
Oh, oh no.
You were by the bomb,
you
Linda.
You were.
You saw it.
You
were
saw
Linda
it.
Hamilton
Where
in the dream.
Where did my rads go?
That's crazy. Where do your rads go on the character sheet? Let's find that stat. Now I'll find it eventually. I don't see it right here. Maybe
I've made a note. Don't worry, I made a note in notes. And can I just?
It's under combat. So go to the combat tab on Foundry VTT. Down the bottom, it says radiation, temporary and permanent. You check off 5 boxes under. You're checking off temporary right now, buddy.
Okay, that's good. I don't want permanent. So if I can very briefly give you an idea of the story I'm thinking about, which is I feel like she, from a conservative family, went into the military back before, you know, there was a lot of conflict with the Soviets. and they were mostly using the military to shut down protests and things like that. And they had her roll a tank up to a protest, and they gave the order, fire on these people, roll over them. And she, at that moment, was like, fuck that, I can't do that. And so she got kicked out of the military and joined the resistance, and that's why she became paramilitary.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
I like that.
That's a really cool idea.
And her name is Hannah Oborski.
Hannah Oborski.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's go to Skid. Starting permanent rads. D6, buddy?
Oh, two.
Okay. Okay. Starting permanent rads of two. And then what about your... Do you have a name? Or do you want to wait? There's
no. He's a Marine Major Duncan Lime.
Duncan Lime?
Yeah, L-Y-M-E.
Duncan Lime. Oh, awesome! And did I skip Mary Lou? I skipped Mary Lou.
You skipped Mary Lou.
You skipped me?
And then Mary Lou, her sheet is missing for some reason for me. There it is. All right, Mary Lou, starting permanent rads. Round us out there.
I'm really scared. Okay. Three.
Okay. Not too bad. Not too bad. And do you have a name yet?
Yeah, this is Zofia.
Zofia?
Zofia. Yeah, I don't have her. I don't have her surname yet, but.
Do you have a spelling yet?
Z-O-F-I-A. Zofia.
That's how I wrote it. Awesome. Zofia. Okay. Great. Zofia, and then Ross, did you have a name?
J.F. Dade.
Why is that funny? I don't know why that's so funny. I don't know.
J.F. Dade.
J.F.
It's just, you know what it is? J.F. It was just so perfectly specific in that moment. You know, it sounds like a real person. Yeah.
So sounds like a real guy. Specific in that moment. That's a good way to put it.
I love that we all have great names instead of being like Sergeant Slammer.
Wow. Okay. So unbelievable job, guys. What a fantastic session zero. I could not have possibly planned or thought in advance, even projected that Ross would be a blue collar guy from America that tried to go into the military to get to become a medical doctor and got pulled into war before he could accomplish that goal. That Skid would be a British captain. Yeah. I mean, just amazing. Wow. That Jared would play an affluent Polish woman who went to university and was an athlete and then ends up being in the resistance against the Soviet Union. So amazing. And of course, I've never had anybody do any single term in crime in all of my games of Twilight 2000.
Crazy.
And here comes Zofia, Mary Lou's Polish criminal, burglar character, mm-hmm. who turned away from a life of crime to become a mechanic and then gets caught up in this war. I mean, guys, awesome. There's so much detail to figure out yet. Where's this story going to start? What do you guys, how do you meet? What do you want to do?
Oh my
do?
Gosh.
What are your objectives?
I'm so excited.
There's so much to figure out here, and we're going to do it all together on January 21st. So it's you got to have a subscription to listen to this show, okay? This our session zero here is to build the characters, but if you want to hear these guys come together and play a little Twilight 2000, a little exploration in an alternate history Poland in the year 2000, join it. Go to jointhenation.com, subscribe at the basic tier, and you'll get this show. Episode 1 drops January 21st, 2026. Once you're there, if you're already subscribed, subscribe to We Shouldn't Be Alive, our new Twilight 2000 series coming 2026. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals!
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal! Have a great holiday, guys, and we'll see you next year, January 21st. We'll see you then.
And to all, a good twilight.
Welcome to Mick Unplugged, the number one podcast for self-improvement and modern leadership. I'm Mick Hunt, your host, and I'm here to challenge your why and fuel your because. This is where leaders, entrepreneurs, and go-getters come to level up. Each week, I bring you unfiltered conversations, game-changing strategies, and the kind of motivation that transforms lives and legacies. I've learned from legends like Les Brown, Damon John, and Robert Irvine. And now, I'm bringing their lessons, along with mine, straight to you. From modern leadership tips to creating unstoppable momentum, this is the podcast that redefines what's possible. Hit play, subscribe, and join the millions who've made Mick Unplugged their go-to source for growth and greatness. Because your next breakthrough is just one episode away. This is Mick Unplugged, the voice and face of modern leadership, entrepreneur, and self-improvement. Let's get started.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.